It's time to step into Tonia's Kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
Today we're talking with Amy Traverso, Senior Lifestyle Editor with Yankee Magazine, about a gluten-free lasagna.
And then we decided to kind of play around with the idea of a lasagna, but to make it gluten-free by using strips of zucchini. It's a really simple recipe. It certainly doesn't take any longer than a regular lasagna. And, you know, it's a little bit out of season to be talking about zucchini and tomatoes, but there's so many great tomatoes being grown now locally in greenhouses. The idea here is the strips of zucchini act as the noodle. Cook them at 400 degrees in a sheet pan.
Sure.
Zucchini will give off a lot of water in cooking, and if you don't pre-cook them, you'll have a goopy, sort of a soupy mess.
Yeah, you definitely You don't want a soggy lasagna.
No, you do not. So the trick here, the important parts are to pre-cook the zucchini so they give off that water, begin to brown a little bit, and you let them sit, you take them out of the oven, let them sit, and you start to layer. You use a mixture of tomatoes from a can on the bottom, and you use real mozzarella, so the kind that comes packed in water. That makes a big difference in the quality of the dish, because there's not a lot of ingredients. It's really pretty much tomato, zucchini, and mozzarella, and Parmesan on top. So you really want all the ingredients to be good. You bake that till everything's melty and bubbly, and it takes about an hour to bake, like many casseroles, and it's a really nice alternative. It's really yummy.
Get the details at ToniasKitchen.com.